LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined by Fleur East on the show today. Fleur appeared on The X Factor as a solo artist in 2014 and came second. She became The X Factor's first contestant to reach number one on the UK iTunes Store chart during the competition with her performance of Uptown Funk. Welcome, and how are you doing today?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm excited to be here talking about new music and discussing everything that's happening for 2023.
Has the past few years, because of COVID, sort of stopped you from doing musically the things that you would like to do?
Yes, I released my last album at the start of 2020. So that was like the worst timing ever. And I had to cancel all my shows, I had to cancel all my promotion. So I couldn't go out and perform live, and I really missed it. And then since then, I've been getting back out there, doing festivals, performing, you know, presenting, and now I'm ready to release new music, and here we are.
The first time, of course, that you come to the public eye is on The X Factors, right? Mm. And at that time, we loved watching The X Factor. It was the excitement. And I remember you so well. And when you came back to The X Factor the second time as a solo artist, you took all the criticism from Simon Cowell, and then you improved your performance, you put some routines in. I mean, have you ever had formal training as a dancer?
No, never had formal training as a dancer. I never went to stage school or theatre school, anything like that. I just kind of, I would learn just from watching and just experiencing and, you know, just freestyle, I guess.
I must say you look absolutely powerful and I love your movement. Recently, last year, you performed on Strictly Come Dancing and you were partnered with the incredible good-looking Vito Coppola. And what was it like dancing with him?
It was an amazing experience because, like I said, I never had formal dance training. I'd never been to stage school or learned how to point my toe or extend my arm or any of that stuff. So working with Vito, I'd been dancing since the age of 5 and had won 11 global championships in Latin and ballroom. Wow. I mean, I couldn't have had a better person. And we got on so well, like brother and sister. We talk every day now. And I don't think it would have been the same experience if I'd been with anybody else. I think I got the perfect partner.
Yeah.
And we learned so well together and we had so much fun. And he made it really enjoyable for me.
I must say, you look absolutely immaculate. Every single one of you, makeup, hairdo, everything. When you try the costume on, did you get to pick what to wear first?
Well, we would always have a fitting on the Friday
before
the live show, and they'd have an idea of what it was going to be like, and they'd tell you, and then they'd ask you, oh, what do you feel comfortable in? Will you be comfortable in this? And they'd ask you, and then, and then they'd put it together. The team on Strictly are incredible. Like, they turn things around very quickly.
Since then, you went to a tour around the UK and performing. Let's now concentrate on yourself because you're a multi-talented lady. You are a singer, songwriter, rapper, and radio presenter. I mean, you would say that X Factor is the main thing that sort of, you know, get to where you want to be, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I had a lot of experience in the industry before X Factor. But that was the platform that launched me to everybody
and
gave me my break. And so, I'm always very grateful for that experience.
Well, a quick question. How to inspire young girls like yourself to have the confidence to perform in such a vast stage on TV and, you know, on stage? What do you believe in to make yourself to look confident and amazing? Is it something that come from your family, your parents? Did they encourage you when you were a little girl?
Yeah, my parents always encouraged me. They nurtured my love of music. I was very shy as a child, actually, to be honest. I used to sing in my room by myself, and my parents encouraged me to sing in front of the family. And they would always go, come on, get up and sing, you know, and they'd always try and get me to perform. And then I grew in confidence bit by bit, little by little. But to be honest, I think I just was so hungry for it. I just really wanted to succeed so badly that I had to overcome the nerves, you know, all the things that were holding me back because the love of it was stronger than the fear.
You came second in The X Factor. Mm. You have achieved over 200 million streams globally, 177 million Spotify streams, and 31 million Apple streams. You must be so proud of yourself. And also your music is very much likable, particularly on the, you know, on the disco dancing. You're so powerful. Your movement is great. Fantastic, strong vocal. So combining all the talents that you sort of make yourself a superstar, really.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
And you have released a couple of debut albums, and one of them called Say Love, Sax and Flashbacks in 2015. I remember when I used to be a radio presenter, one of the songs I normally played at first, because we're always told to play the most amazing upbeat song to begin with. And that's one of the most popular songs that I pick as well. That's a beautiful track. You know, most of your music, did you help to write them?
Yes. Yes, I did. I remember when I came off of the X Factor and I said to the team, you know, I write my own songs, by the way, and I really want to write for my album. And I think at first they were like, okay, let's see. And then I got into the studio and helped write Sax with Camille Purcell and Jay Hart. And it was my debut single, still getting played today. I mean, I don't know how.
Come on, I know how, because they're amazing. Your music has appeared on multiple TV things, from Love Island, American Idols, America's Got Talent, to Geordie Shore, and sold out shows at O2. Have you been traveling over to America quite a lot then?
Yeah, I went over to America quite a bit, actually, after X Factor and performed on Dancing with the Stars. I did a morning show, Good Morning America, The Late Late Show. I did a lot over in America, and it was amazing that my music traveled that far.
What about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Was that difficult? Was that difficult? I could never do that. I got so much phobia. I don't think I could touch some of the insects. I mean, how do you overcome the fear of those?
It's challenging. It's definitely testing, because you're not around your family. You can't talk to any of your loved ones. And you don't have food, and I love food. So there were a lot of challenges, but I'm someone who likes to challenge myself.
You're so slim. You've got beautiful physique as a woman. Is it music is your first love?
Yes, always is, always will be. You know, I just love it. It's just in my blood. It's in my DNA. It's at the center of everything I do. I listen to music every day. I write all the time. I sing everywhere, you know. I don't sing everywhere.
Yeah. Are you due to be headlining London Union Chapel in March?
Yeah, March the 16th, I'll be performing at Union Chapel in London. And I've got my band together. I'm going to be performing with a live band, dancing, singing. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I personally find it very difficult to sing and dance at the same time. Is it muscle memory?
It is, but at the same time, it's a lot of stamina. So all the fitness I do, you know, that helps me control my breathing when I'm singing, and I don't sound shaky, and it's a lot of practice.
Do you do your own makeup?
I do, but my sister Kesha, travels with me, and she's a makeup artist. She does my makeup a lot of the time, but she's taught me everything I know.
What about fashion sense? I believe that your husband's a French fashion designer. Did he help you with your fashion as well? I mean, you have good taste yourself. Did he put anything into your fashion taste?
Oh, definitely. Well? Yeah, from very early on, because he's got a very good eye, very fashionable. I mean, this cardigan I'm wearing is one of his. He designed it. You know, it's like he definitely works with me a lot with my clothes, and he's helped me develop my style. And yeah, he's amazing.
I think you're going to go from strength to strength. I mean, look at you. You've been in this business for nearly a decade. I have asked many artists if they're nervous before each performance. Do you feel nervous before each performance?
Yes, I do. Someone said to me, if you're not nervous, it means that you don't care.
Oh, it's been amazing catching up with you today. Since your performance of Uptown Funk, which is one of my most favorite songs, I believe your latest single, was it produced in collaboration with Matt Prime?
Yes. Matt Prime is the producer. We got into the studio and he started playing on the piano, and I was instantly inspired. And we wrote the song in a couple of hours and recorded it. And I just love it. I love it so much.
Have you got many other songs that's written but not yet been produced and yet to be?
Yes.
Are we expecting more music come out from you shortly, or maybe next year, year after, or any tours coming?
There'll be a lot more music this year, a lot more singles. Okay. And performing live on March the 16th in London. And then from there, more shows, festivals, a lot more with music, for sure.
What do you do to keep fit?
I work dancing. Out in the gym a lot.
On top of dancing, you also work out. What about food? Very careful.
I love my food. I eat quite healthily anyway, but I don't deprive myself of things that I love. There's got to be a balance.
Lovely. And thank you so much for coming to us. Would you like to introduce your latest single, please?
Yes. It's Fleurice here, and this is my brand new single, Count the Ways.
Thank you so much. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sprinkle all your magic love dust on me. Drizzle all your funky love lust on me. Made me think you saved your love just for me. You hurt me so good, hurt me so good. Oh, kinda wish I would've seen it coming. If I did, you would've seen me running. Gave me that Super 16 dream loving. Then you hurt me so good, hurt me so good. Oh, I just can't keep count. My pain is running out. Look what you've done to me. I can't get any higher. Ooh. Oh. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you had me at that first kiss. Should've let it go, but I made a list. Ooh, let me count the ways.
Let me count the ways, let me count the ways.
Marks on my heart like 1, 2, 3. In case you don't remember. Romeo lines on me. Did your famous rodeo ride on me? You hurt me so good, hurt me so good. I, about 100 times you made me cry. Ooh, you must have told about 1,000 lies. There's a million reasons why I said goodbye. Ooh, you hurt me so good, hurt me so good.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.